Hey, you guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 137 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday, shorty style. Today, I'm answering the question, if I could go back in time and do it all over again, would I still choose to go to PT school? My answer? You know, you gotta listen to the full episode. But first, DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, you guys, Maestro here, and welcome back to another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Switched up that little intro music right there. I do enjoy playing around with that. Big shout out to my boy Jimmy McKay for hooking me up with some of those tracks. So, let's jump on into this thing. Today's podcast is brought to you by a question that I received on the old Instagram. And again, I love hearing from you guys. I love, you know, connecting with you guys on the gram. So please slide into those DMs. I will write back. Thank you to all of you guys who answered my question and reached out and were like, yes, we do still want that pain resource. I will work on that. I'm going to add an extra quarter to this year, so I will fit it in somehow. But on to the actual podcast for today. I had a question. A guy reached out and was basically like, if you, you know, could go back in time, would you choose to go to physical therapy school again? And my answer is absolutely yes. Now, I know that there's a lot of bitching and moaning about PT school and about the fact that you don't, you know, learn the cool stuff. I get it. But realistically, if you get your degree, right, if you pass your boards, the PT school has done its job. We cannot get mad or solely mad at physical therapy schools because they have to teach to the boards. The only way they stay accredited and make money and stay open is if their students pass the boards. And guess what? Fascial chains and, you know, whatever, strain, counter strain, and whatever stuff, cool stuff, you want rock tape and stuff, it's not on the board. So school really can't teach it. Yes, it'd be great to have electives and such, and I see you guys out there doing that and creating your electives, and I fucking love it. But school itself, you know, they can't teach that. So if you're gonna be mad at anyone, we have to be mad at the people that are, you know, the governing body that, you know, oversees the boards and creates the boards, and the fact that the questions are the same and a bunch of nonsense. And yeah, I'm ranting a little bit of a tangent here, but that's who we should be directing our energy and unhappiness towards. So would I go back and do the same thing and go to school? Yes, because I really have been able to leverage this degree. Additionally, you know, I went straight through undergrad and right into grad school. I didn't have other options like some of you guys now. What we have to be asking when we're asking for advice, or we have to be, remember rather, when we're asking for advice, is where you actually are in comparison to where that person was. So first of all, I graduated like 100 years ago, right? I graduated in 2010, so things were different in general. Like cash PT wasn't really a thing, and social media was like just getting, you know, Instagram especially was like just becoming a thing in terms of the movement world. I didn't really see other people doing the stuff that is everywhere now that you guys can be so inspired by. Like podcasts weren't a big thing. Resources were very different. So, you know, going to school for me and going to PT school and becoming a physical therapist made sense. Yes, I didn't really enjoy school and I didn't really enjoy being a PT when I graduated, but was able to make some changes and shifts, and I would still go back and go through the same path. I cannot speak for you. You know, I have someone in mind right now who is doing amazing things, has a business, a booming business, is helping people. And I don't necessarily believe that that person should go to PT school and take on the debt and take on the extra years of schooling when she is able to do what she wants to be doing right now. And the only thing that is kind of in the pro PT school category are the letters and maybe the quote unquote respect from other clinicians. Because at the end of the day, she's doing what she wants to be doing, and she's legally and safely helping people. So I think it's really important that you personally take a step back and really see where you're at with things and what you're able to accomplish by going down the path that you're already on. If this is a second career kind of thing, you know, ask yourself, does it make sense? I see a lot of people out there that are kind of in the personal training space or in the massage therapy space, and they're wondering if they should go to physical therapy school. And that's not a decision that I can make for you or for them, but it is something that, you know, I want you guys to think about. Do I actually need to go to PT school in order to accomplish what I want? Or can I, you know, as a personal trainer, get a massage therapy license and then be able to do what I want to do? Or as a massage therapist, can I go and get a personal training certification, coaching certification, whatever, and then be able to do what I want to do? I've said it before, I'll say it again. I really don't want you guys to pay for solutions to problems that you don't have. Okay? I don't want you to pay for solutions to problems that you don't have. Go as far as you can go. And when you come to a problem, then we figure out, do I need to pay for a degree? Do I need to pay for something else so that I can, you know, get over that problem or succeed and get past that problem? Now, I don't want anyone to interpret this as me shitting on the profession or anything like that. You know, by far, that's totally incorrect. And I'm actually going to link two episodes that I did way long time ago. One that just talks about why physical therapy is the best first career, right? Really just harping on those soft skills. And a second one that discusses the fact that earning your DPT is not a prison sentence. Like, some people feel shackled by things, and it really isn't. It actually can open up a lot of doors. So, you know, very much in line with that idea of opening up doors is seeing if you can open it up without a key, right? We were paying for keys, and then we're like, oh shit, the door wasn't even locked. So I encourage you all, see where you're at. This person that wrote to me, they were, you know, this is not a second career choice. This is not a pivot. This is them, you know, seemingly in the same position that I was in. And they really want to go. And I was like, yeah, dude, if you really want to go and you really want to do this, go and do it. It's really, I'm really looking at those people that are kind of on the fence, and they're like, I don't know. I think that, you know, having the degree would help me with X, Y, and Z. Real talk, success leaves clues. So I guess it leaves cues too, right? But success leaves clues. So go and ask someone who's doing what you want to be doing, ask them how they did it, and then go from there. Right, and see, like, you know, ask a bunch of people and see what their paths were. And then model your own and start your own path, your own journey based on that. You know, everyone's journey is going to be different, and it's a product of everyone being different, right? Your background is different. How you walk through life is different. Real talk, for me as a, you know, Black, Puerto Rican, gay female, it doesn't hurt to have as many degrees and as many letters after my name as possible. Like, that's just real talk. And for other, you know, people in my situation and other females and any other kind of minorities out there, it does not hurt to have degrees. It does not hurt to have letters, you know, and that's just real talk. So when people ask, like, should I do this? It's really going to be dependent on your situation. And, you know, going to PT school and becoming a physical therapist, we have one of the best jobs in the world. But you have to be willing to leverage that degree and really, you know, put in the work and you know, color outside the lines, I would say, to really get the most out of that degree. Because, you know, you're gonna graduate with a lot of debt. So if you do want to go to PT school, awesome. Again, this is not a rant to, like, discourage you. But if you do want to go to PT school, look at the facts and look at the numbers, and you probably will graduate with a lot of debt, and you're not going to make a lot of money as a regular staff clinician. Like, this idea of six figures as a staff clinician, good luck. Maybe if you're doing travel PT, but then you have to do travel PT, which is for some people awesome and for some people not so awesome. you know, that there's a flip side of, okay, well, maybe you become a clinic director and you can make six figures. Yes, maybe, but you're probably working more hours. So, and you have to be a clinic director and be in charge of people and manage people. So there are, you know, pros and cons and pluses and minuses to everything. If you're trying to just, you know, make a lot of money, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to say that PT school or becoming a physical therapist is a guaranteed way to make a lot of money, because it's not. But it is a way that you will definitely always have a job. That's part of the reason I went to PT school, because I knew I would always have a job no matter what. You might have to go and work in a hospital. No offense to those of you that like to work in hospitals, but you might have to work in a hospital or a SNF, and that's okay, because you will always have that safety net. As it relates to, you know, doing more, you can absolutely do more with this degree. And if you're going to put in the time, because you have to get the prereqs and then you have to go and actually go to school, got to study for your boards, the financial aspect of things. If you're going to go through all of that, I really encourage you to go into it knowing that on the other side, you are going to leverage the shit out of that degree. And you're going to use it to, you know, whether it's start your own thing, use it for teaching, whatever it is, you're really going to get the most out of that degree. Now, again, I feel the need to like make sure people know I'm not shitting on physical therapy. We have one of the best jobs in the world. As the current healthcare model stands, it can often become very discouraging, but that doesn't mean that we're bound to that. We can navigate the system and we can, you know, morph and change and do a ton with this degree, which is why I said I'm going to link those other two episodes that I did talking about the fact that this is a great first career and the skill set that you get, especially the soft skills, right? You know how to work with people. That's tremendous. So if you're a PT, please don't get butthurt and think that I'm saying, you know, telling people don't go to PT school, nothing like that. Like I said to start off the episode, if I had the chance to do it all over again, I would do it the exact same way. I was definitely floundering for a bit when I graduated, and I was, you know, unhappy, but all of those decisions led me to exactly where I am today, and I love my life. I love what I'm doing. So yes, I would absolutely choose to go to PT school again. Whether or not that's the right decision for you is up to you, right? Success leaves clues. Ask people who are doing what you want to be doing. Consider the circumstances and the situations that they were in. Consider this their actual life and how that weighed into their decision and how that affected the outcome of those decisions. And think about your own life and where you're at and where you want to go. And really think, you know, do I need to pay for a solution just yet? Do I actually have a problem yet? Or can I continue down this path? And then if and when I, you know, bump into that problem, can I pay for that solution then? Either way, make the decision for yourself. Don't be put off by someone else's bad experience, because they're not you. And they're not, you know, bringing the same thing to the table. They're not, you know, living your life. It's not you. Take into consideration what people say, you know, but we have to, you know, kind of circling back to how I started this podcast, because that guy reached out. And I know that his hesitation is because there are people out there that are bitching about it and bitching about the model. Guess what? Their experience doesn't have to be yours. Whatever you decide, whether it is to go to PT school or not, you got to experience it for yourself. That was the advice that I gave in the episode I did about, you know, advice to new grads. You know, listen to what other people say, ask for their opinions, but remember that they are only that. This episode and all of them are simply my opinion. I really want you guys to take all the information and formulate your own ideas and, you know, avoid the temptation to live in like an Amazon review world where you're just like basing things off of what other people have said. There is a lot to be said for being an early adopter and just doing the thing, listening to other people and, you know, hearing things. And again, success leaves clues, but go and experience that thing for yourself. If you want to do it, go and do it. All right, that is all that I got for you guys today. It's a little bit longer of a Thursday shorty, but not much longer. Not like one of my like 30-minute ones. So all I got for you, Thanks again for reaching out last time, answering the questions. Thank you for just asking questions in general. Please continue to slide into the DMs at The Movement Maestro on the gram. Just a little heads up, I'm going to be bringing back the long episode starting on September 9th. And then it'll go back to that same format of the even-numbered podcasts will be the long episodes where I interview someone. And the odd-numbered podcasts will be, or podcast episodes, I should say, will be the Thursday shorties. All right, officially wrapping it up this time. Eternally, endlessly grateful for you guys listening, for you guys giving me reviews and stars and all that. You guys, you make this really, really fun, really, really worthwhile. So, thank you. Until next time, friends, Maestro